Let's skip ahead now to a little bit of history. Let's go back, actually, in time. Let's go back to the Civil War of the U.S. We had a split between the North and the South, actually induced by British, by playing a little commercial, there's commerce again, a little commercial game, deciding to move their commerce to the South, where it might be cheaper. The North said, oh no. And so, therefore, the rift began. Slaves were just an incidental part of this, but the point being, when the South separated or withdrew, even when the war ended, Lincoln tried to bring back the Union to unify it, and in his attempt, he had to force, literally force from Atlanta, the Southern representatives to come back. Well, if you force somebody back, that is not a legal contract. Now, they did, and in his attempt again to restore the Union, his life was taken. John Wilkes Booth was a friend of the bankers. So banking, as a rule, let's talk about that. What did Lincoln want to do? He wanted to restore the Union and pay the debts of the war with his own money by creating, as the Constitution stated, you can and will create your own money. Okay? You didn't have to borrow it from the king. That ticked off the king. I want you to borrow my money to keep you in debt so I can control you. And Lincoln thought otherwise and said, nope, not going to do that. So his life was taken, and Johnson came in to replace him, and with it came a whole different kind of government that none of us saw or none of us had read about in our history books. The original sovereign constitution we're all familiar with, if you look carefully at the United States in its printing, the United is in lowercase, and so is states. But a new version, a copy, was created at that time, the old one put on a shelf. The new one had the capital letters, United States, all caps. Now, if you look in Black's Law, you'll see the word United States, or any word in caps, means it's a corporation. That's their way of saying we are now a corporation. So where did they incorporate? Well, of course, in England. So we have an English company, corporation called United States, the United States of America, U.S. of A., all the different flavors and variations, we became a corporation. We no longer were the sovereign government. It was still there in principle, but not anybody filling those seats. So now we have a private corporation posing as our sovereign government. So every law passed from that point forward really did not apply to us. It only applied to those who were party to that corporation. So even we the people wasn't us. It's that corporation. Washington, D.C., and the territories of the U.S. and employees of the government. Quite interesting. So that was in 1851.